What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning, y'all. I'm glad to be here with you today. If this is your first time tapping in, this is your first time rocking with us here on Speak Your Success, well, you're in for a great show today. All right, I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and y'all, there's a few things that we like to dive in on the show every single day. All right, we're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. But today, what I want to focus on and let you know is we're going to hit you with a little bit of education. Then we're going to give you a little bit of entertainment. And then on top of that, you know, we got to give you some empowerment. So family, I hope you're ready for a great and exciting and amazing show today, because that's what it's all about here at Speak Your Success, all right? So the way that we typically kick this thing off and get this thing moving and grooving, we always have to talk about what we ate for dinner last night, all right? Last night for dinner, I came home, got off work a little bit early, praise God, and then came home, made me a little salad. I'm not sure if you've been to Chick-fil-A lately, but you know how they have the salads to where, you know, you got your mixed greens, your mixed veggies, and different stuff like that, but then you got your big old filet. Okay, so I took my big old filet that I heated up at the house, right? Because we have food at home, right? We have food at home. Shout out to Gabrielle McBay. She wrote a book called, she's a chef for one, and she's doing amazing things. But her book is entitled, You've Got Food at Home. So I took what I had at home, cut up my little chicken breast, sliced it up. Then I did mix my green veggies and different things like that. I always like to have a good red onion on there. So I had my red onion on there, put a little, shredded a little bit of cheese over the top, put a little bit of avocado on that thing, hit my ranch, and then we was ready to go. We was ready to rock, and we was ready to roll right there. So that's what was for dinner last night on this side of the mountain, okay? But family, like I said before, let's go and get this thing sailing. Go ahead and get this thing grooving. Go ahead and get this thing moving and rocking this morning. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and dive into a segment that we call Straight from the Source here. And that's the opportunity for us to begin to break down some biblical truth, right? Some information that's all about us giving people the word, and not just giving you the word, but giving it to you in a way to where it's directly tangible and applicable for where you are in your life. And today I want to go ahead and get ready to roll this clip. And this clip is by a man by the name Justin Owens, aka Run the Play, okay? And he is interviewing Eric Thomas, and they're going to talk about something very important. So let's go ahead and get to the clip.
For the guys specifically, because I think you're a great person to talk about this. You're married. There's still people in the world. There's women that are around. How do you keep your eyes focused?
When God made the trees, the garden, you know, he got all this stuff in there. It's all of these trees that they could eat from. But it was one, he was like, don't eat from that. The tree is still beautiful. It didn't say that the tree was terrible. It was in the garden.
Okay, so look, real quick, what I want to dive into. So Eric Thomas is breaking down that God created, you know, the heavens and the earth. But at this particular point, he's talking about the tree of good and evil. And right here was taking place, which we're going to go ahead and get into our text, Genesis 2, 16 through 18. So I'm going to go ahead and read this down a little bit so we can all be on the same page. And the text reads, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For on the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die. Is he talking about spiritual death? Is he talking about separation from God death? Because we know that's what sin is. But then this is the part that I really want to hit on as well. Then the Lord God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. All right. So there's something I want to break down here first in the text before we go to the rest of this clip. So the first part that God gave was the commandment. God gave the commandment letting man know, hey, don't mess with this tree. I don't want you to rock with this tree. There's all these other trees out here. I don't want you to mess with this one right here. Just like Eric Thomas was saying in the clip. And then after that, he gave the consequence. If you eat from this tree, then certainly you will die. Okay. He also wanted us to know that part of the commandment. So there was the command, And then from the command, then there also was the consequence. All right, now let's get to the second part of this clip here.
Amazing, it's still beautiful. He just said, that's not your tree. All of these trees that I told you can eat from and enjoy them, but don't touch that one and don't eat from. So I would just say, everything God makes is great, but everything God makes is not for you. God created boundaries. Don't eat this one. And here go the part that blew my mind. I'm like, God, if they weren't supposed to eat from it, why you ain't put it all the way? Why it wasn't all the way in the back somewhere? Like, they weren't supposed to eat from it, so why you couldn't put it in the corner somewhere? You put it in the middle so they would have to pass it, because it's only when you pass temptation that you prove where your loyalty is. It's not the absence of temptation, it's in the presence of temptation that you show where your heart is.
I really love that there. And the part that really is the best to me is just understanding the boundaries, right? Because this is the last part I want to share and break down, is God gives us, each and every one of us, he gives us free will, right? Because he lets us know, hey, this is the command. Don't eat from this tree. You can eat from everywhere else. Don't eat from this tree. This is the consequence. If you eat from this tree, you're going to die. And then he says, but guess what? You have free will. I'm not going to stay and watch over you. I'm not going to be here hovering. I'm about to move around. So now Adam and Eve are sitting in the garden after God says it's not good for man to be alone. So now he gave him a helpmate. And now the question becomes, do I choose God? God has given us boundaries to operate within. He's given us access to everything, right? Everything that we need. But are we still going to choose him? Right? Because it's not necessarily a challenge for you when it's something that you don't want, right? It's not necessarily a challenge when it's something that doesn't entice you. It doesn't attract you. It doesn't pull at you. It doesn't get your attention. You don't have a desire for it. But at the same time, when it's something that you've been wanting, it's something that you've been looking at, it's something that's been pulling at you and continues to pull at you, that's when the question remains, will you choose to operate in the lane and the space and the place that God has given you? Or do you want to lean into your own desires? And I was talking to a friend about this just the other day. It's wild that at the end of the day, sin always overpromises and underdelivers. Sin always will cost you more than you want to pay. It'll make you stay longer than you want to stay. And knowing in these things, we must choose to operate in what God has for us. The fact of the matter is that it's always better. It's always greater. And there's no guilt attached to it. There's no shame attached to it. So family, today, I want you just to begin to assess, where are your boundaries? And then take it a step further. Well, do you have boundaries, right? Because for me personally, in my life, there's a point in time to where I had no boundaries. The only boundaries I had was boundaries I put on other people. Nope, this person can't come that close to me. Nah, I'm not going to talk to this person like that. Nah. No. So I was putting other people in boxes and in boundaries while at the same time, I wasn't operating within the boundaries that God has set out for my life. So family, the choice is yours today. Are you going to choose to operate within God's commandments, within God's alignment, within the boundaries that he's provided for you? Or are you just going to do your own thing? And at the end of the day, y'all, you know, like I know, if we do our own thing, then we're going to be subject to our own consequences. Family, that's been Straight from the Source. If you're not tapped in and subscribed to the channel on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button at Speak Your Success Media on YouTube and tap in, right? So you don't miss any episodes or any of our content. But take a quick commercial break and we're going to be right back with more Speak Your Success after this. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the jewelry department where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the jewelry department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the jewelry department, where every piece tells a story. and let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, all right, all right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're currently 15 minutes after the hour. Y'all, we're going to go ahead and get ready to transition right into our Speak Your Success sports. And there's a few things that was happening last night, few things that was rolling last night. So we got some NBA highlights. Last night, the Orlando Magic 104 to the Brooklyn Nets 103. And Paolo Banchero, okay, hit a buzzer-beating three in overtime to really knock down and seal that win. That dude is a baller, man, okay? That dude is a baller. I've seen the offseason workouts. I've seen how he's been getting busy. I've seen just the work that he's putting in. You can't knock the kid, all right? The boy is solid. In Orlando's continuous winning streak, taking out the Brooklyn Nets. And also, what we know is that last night, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he drops 46 points in a standout game. And, you know, there was a few other tight finishes. But I want to get to the NCAA games right now. So men's college basketball, y'all know we're in full swing right now because March Madness is just 2 months away, okay? So what does that let us know? Right now, full swing for NCAA. So in men's, BYU took down Arizona State 104-76, and Richie Saunders dropped a career-high 31 points. Getting active out there, all right, getting busy. And then UConn, 103 to Providence's 98. They took them down. In OT, Minnesota defeated number 19, Iowa. So they upset them, okay? 70-67, big upset in Big Ten play. And then we have Virginia, 84 over California, 60. And lastly but not least for men's college basketball, Marquette, 66 to Xavier's 65, okay? 1-point thriller in the Big East, and y'all know that them boys compete over there in the Big East. And then women's college basketball, Ohio State, 78-69 over the Fighting Illini, where Jelani Cambridge exploded for 41 points. Okay, 41 points. Big business, big news right there. But now, y'all, the other big news that took place just last night, man, oh, man, oh, man. Trey Young. Okay, so breaking NBA news, Trey Young was traded from the Atlanta Hawks to now the Washington Wizards, okay? What are the Wizards receiving? They're receiving four-time NBA All-Star Trey Young. And the Hawks are receiving C.J. McCollum, Corey Kispert, and why is this a big deal? What's going on? So for Washington, they're adding a franchise point guard to ultimately help them begin to rebuild, right? We've seen Washington at the time when they had John Wall and they had Bradley Beal, and you're like, oh, they got something over there. They putting some pieces together. But since then, they've been dismantled. Bradley Beal, you know, boom, going over to Phoenix. John Wall ended up going to Houston and then ended up getting retired. And now it's like, okay, so like what's happening? Or maybe he didn't retire, quote unquote, but he's out the league. But Atlanta, they get to gain veteran scoring and, you know, get a little bit of roster flexibility. So that's a big deal, right? That's a very big deal, Trae Young. And, you know, people have said what they've said and they have their thoughts about old Trae Young and their feelings about Trae. But now old Trae Day, he gets a fresh start, right? And nothing like a fresh start when you're in the NBA and when you get to move around, okay? Nothing like a fresh start. But, family, that's going to wrap up our sports here for Speak Your Success. And, family, ultimately, today we're going to have a really brief episode. But the thing and the thought that I want to leave with you here today is ultimately as you're going into the weekend, as you're getting ready to prepare for, you know, the goals that you've set, and even like we talked about earlier this week about picking a word maybe for your year, I want you really to drill down on it, y'all. Like, really take the time and be intentional and drill down. Like, for me, I said the word was director. And then what does that mean? What does that look like? So I began to, you know, use my AI search. And from that, I said, I don't want to be just the director around videography and around different things like that that I'm filming for clients and for my own personal business. But I also want to really direct my house well. So I typed in chat. I'm like, hey, ChatGPT, I am a, you know, I'm a 37-year-old husband of 6 years, and I want to put together a cleaning schedule. Can you help me out? And I asked chat, and then chat came through. Chat was like, look, do this on Monday. Do this. Okay, put in 20 minutes of this. Put in 40 minutes going over here and cleaning the bathrooms. And then on this day, go outside and get in the yard. And then on Sunday, just do the dishes and don't really focus on anything else, because Sunday is a day for rest. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. Maybe you're like, John, I'm scared of ChatGPT, or I'm scared of Claude, like producer Britt uses. But if that's the case, then maybe we should find something else, right? Find something else useful. Find a tool that can benefit you, or just sit down and do old school pen and paper. But I want you to begin to get clear on what you're doing in 2026, right? And where you're elevating. And the reason why I say that, because I was, all right, I'm going to say it. So I was watching the interview of The Next Chapter with Bishop T.D. Jakes and Sir Cameron Newton. And I was told, producer Britt, I said, hey, Britt, you know, let's watch this, and, you know, so we can be up to date and we can talk about it on the show. But then I began to watch and I began to listen. And I have the utmost respect for Cam as a businessman, and even hearing about him as a father and seeing the way that he talks about his kids and really pours into his kids and really elevates his kids. I'm like, Cam, I rock with you on the father front. I rock with you on the business front. But as I was listening to that interview with Cam Newton and Bishop T.D. Jakes, I was like, Cam, he sounds hurt. And I can understand it, right? Because I've definitely been there. I still have some hurts, some hangups, and some bruises from some previous relationships, or even just from people like I dated or quote unquote talked to some time ago. So I get it. But the more I listened to him, I was like, Cam, not only do you sound hurt, but you also sound a little bit confused, my brother. And I don't know if anybody else saw the interview with T.D. Jakes and Cam Newton, let me know. Drop something down in the chat. If you're on YouTube, or if you're on TikTok, talk to me. But y'all, the more I began to listen, I'm like, oh, man. And I told Britt, I said, man, I don't want to call this interview a waste of time. Just for us, like, pulling something through it, being able to hear something, being able to share with you all. But y'all, the more I listened to it, I was like, man, Cam, what are you saying? Like, you found the woman who's the one. You don't want to marry her because of other constraints that people have put on marriage, or religion has put on marriage, according to you. My question is, well, for one, let me take a step back and let me say this before I say what I'm feeling. Let me say this. My thought is on marriage. You know, I believe in marriage because, you know, this is, like we talked about earlier, this is a boundary that God has created, right? For us to be able to experience, you know, the benefits of marriage with a partner that we so choose. And just like the word says, that what God joins together, let no man separate, right? So in that arena, right, I choose to operate in marriage. I chose to get married 6 years ago. I chose to have two kids with my wife in this house 6 years ago, right? But for other people who have differing beliefs on marriage and on dating, by all means, if you don't operate within the confines of Christianity or being a follower of Christ, and you have your own beliefs, you have your own beliefs, all right? But if you do choose to operate in the confines of Christ, I feel like it just makes sense to either do what the Bible says, right? And I'm not saying this from a perspective of a man who's perfect, because I fall short and I ask for forgiveness and I confess those sins, right? Just like the word says, if you stumble or if you fall short, confess your sins one to another and then you will be forgiven. But also, I'm like, Cam, the more I hear him talk about marriage, the more I'm like, maybe you should just be single, bro. Like maybe the young lady you're dating, y'all might have whatever agreement y'all have, but did she agree to that, Cam? Like, does she not want to be married also? Or is this your feeling, your belief, and then she just accepts it because she gets to be with you, at least right now, right? So if you want to watch the interview with TD Jakes and Cam, I encourage you to watch it, and I would love to hear y'all's thoughts as well. But the more I heard it, the more I'm like, man, Cam is hurt. Cam is hurt. And, you know, I've been through those seasons too, to where I was hurt and to where, for me, I didn't talk about struggles. I didn't talk about challenges. I didn't ever share with the woman that I was hanging out with or sleeping around with, like, what I really was feeling emotionally. And then when I began to get older, then I realized that I have to deal with all of these skeletons in the closet. Outside of that, I began to realize that I had to also begin to learn how to communicate with my wife. And I'm still learning how to communicate with my wife, right? And I talked about this the other day on Flip That Switch podcast with my guy, Brandon Suddeth. And I began to really realize that there was work I had to do, right? And work continues in marriage. Because for one, the work I had to do, I went through a 12-step biblical recovery program. Because when I went through college and, yeah, when I started college, I mean, I was just very promiscuous. I was loose. I didn't make the best decisions in relationships, right? And I broke relationships and I broke trust and I leveraged people and used them for my own personal benefit, for my own gain. Not taking account of how that would impact them on the back end. And then later, it hurt and impacted me also on the back end. But now that I've realized that, I'm righting those wrongs, right? I'm righting those wrongs. I'm doing the work. Like I said, I went through that 12-step biblical recovery program. That was probably like a year and a half or so. And then through that, what I really learned was, one, you don't have to be perfect to get married. Two, you're not gonna be perfect when you get married. But three, you have to know and understand, how can I cope with the challenges when I do get married? If that's the decision I make. My wife and I went through premarital counseling. After we went through premarital counseling, then we've been married for a little bit. Then we got another counselor through our church. And then we got another counselor outside of our church after. And then we've gone to marriage conferences, and now we're having conversations. And this is all because we knew and realized the work had to be done and continues to need to be done. Family, the question I have for you today about this whole episode now is, are you willing to do the work that is required to make you whole? Are you willing to do the work that will give you all of the benefits of freedom? And also, you will see and understand that there could be some restrictions, but the restrictions are ultimately for your own protection and for your own good, right? So family, be encouraged today, man. As you're creating your goals and as you're desiring what you want to do in 2026, and as you begin to strive forward towards that thing and press forward towards that thing, I want you to consider, have the decisions of your past hindered you and continue to hinder you from going forward? And if that is the case, what can you do today to begin to shift gears, move forward, elevate, and accelerate? All right, elevate and accelerate. I like that. I like that. But family, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here this morning. Thank y'all so much, as always, for rocking here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all know that the goal here is to empower, educate, and entertain. But most importantly, we want you to grow. We want you to grow in your life, in your business, for wherever it is that you are and whatever it is that you're doing. We want you to grow. All right. So family, I'm Jonathan Jones. Make sure to follow me on social media at Jonathan Jones Speaks. And also, just want to let y'all know that if you haven't tapped in to our Get Paid With Podcasting program, you can go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com. This is where We show you how to start your own podcast, how you can begin to live stream, have your own morning show, just like producer Britt and myself, or even give you the tools to where you can go and help other people do the same thing, right? This is a new skill set, new trade, but go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com. There we break down, like I said, break down how you get started with the platform, from how you get started to then showing you how you can lock in a TEDx engagement, how you can get paid to speak, and how you can monetize a podcast overall. So, all right, family, be sure to tap into that. And remember, all right, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way? All right, TikTok, we out of here. Subscribe. Speak Your Success Media on